passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Ohm Times, where we're changing the world one ohm at a time. As always on the Dr. Kevin Show, we will be in a minute. We will be introducing our guests, but before that, we always like to start the show by letting you know, by sharing the hot topic that I have. But before we even do that, we want to make sure that you know that this is a live call-in show. You can call in, you can talk to me, you can talk to the guest, you can just talk to the listeners. The number you would call in is 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. Or if you don't really want to have your voice on air, you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin. And when you get there, right at the top of the page, make sure you like me. I'm a likable guy, even if I have to say so myself, which I do. You can put a, you can see tonight's guest. You can put in whatever you would, you know, you can see about him, you can connect to him, and you can put comments about that you'd like to share on air. So again, if you're a little voice shy, but you'd like to still be part of the conversation, we try to give you as many ways as possible. Remember, the most important thing in life is showing up. Showing up, speaking out, taking action, making a change. For those of you who sit back and just want to complain about what's going wrong in the world, shut up. I don't want to hear you. If you're not standing up, speaking out, making, taking some actions and participating in change, then as the saying goes, you're part of the problem. So we invite you here to be part of the change instead of part of the problem. For those of you who may be joining us new, I do like to let you know that even though this is on a spiritually based network and I have had this show for almost 13 years, we look at everything as having a spiritual aspect to it. Whether we obviously talk about it or not, it kind of depends on how things unfold. I choose guests because I feel like they have something to share with you, something informative, and that are going to help expand some part of your reality if you are so inclined to having that happen. So today's hot topic. Hot topic for me is that which makes me feel warm and fuzzy or gets me hot under the collar. I did a lot of hot under the collars in our last political climate of the last 18 months. No great big surprise, I'm sure. I have been really trying to move more towards some things that made me feel warm and fuzzy. I'm going to do just a small smidgen of both tonight. Then I'm going to invite our guest, introduce you to him, and see what he thinks about today's hot topics, which he's going to hear them the same time you do. It's one of the ways in which I am a control freak and I get to punish my guests before they take over the rest of the show. So first of all, my warm and fuzzy, you know, there was actually a lot of warm and fuzzy things that happened. But for some reason, this really stood out to me that that in January, baby Lucas was selected for more than 140,000 entries to be the 2018 Gerber spokesbaby. He became the first ever Gerber baby with Down syndrome. Mother Courtney Warren says winning that contest has changed her view of the world and taught and has taught her family much. I just, you know, we're at a place where we're pushing against that everybody has to look in a way that is like a model on a cover of a magazine, which has, you know, in this day and age been graphically enhanced, erased lines, done whatever to make it perfection beyond achievability. And I think it's done a tremendous amount of increasing damage. So when I see things of companies making an attempt to get more real and more in the reality of what's out there for Americans and what Americans are going to see on the street, what they come across on a daily basis, the reality of world, not a reality show, because there's very little reality in most reality shows. Then I just have to salute and applaud that. I think it's great that Gerber has stepped up to that challenge and has a Down syndrome baby as its spokesbaby for 2018. And I'm going to go from there to just a really quick. The best way to avoid opiates is to eat ice cream. How bad is that on the stupid meter, Kellyanne Conway? Do these people think at all before they speak about how out of touch they sound with people who have true addictions that are struggling with life, that need lots of help, and they're told, don't do heroin, you should just go eat ice cream. Really? So I just had to share that because it just hit my stupid meter too high not to. Now I'm going to introduce today's guest. He gets to comment on either or both of my hot topics today. I am being joined by Eric Vollweiler. Now, I'm sure I probably crucified his name, and I give him full permission to make fun of me and correct the pronunciation. I'm doing the best I can. Eric is based in upstate New York, has been producing and marketing film festivals, conferences, movie premieres, parties at major film festivals and concerts in Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Utah, Connecticut, Boston. He's come up as far as Boston. Maybe we'll get him up here to Nashua. New Jersey, Manhattan, Long Island, Albany, and Buffalo since 2005. His credits include Saratoga Springs International Film Festival, New York State International Film Festival, Winter Film Award Indie Festival, Garden State Film Festival. The list goes on and on. You can see the whole list at facebook.com/mydrkevin. And you can follow Eric and find out more about him. I'm going to give you one of several places that you can do that. The one I'm going to, it looks like a lot of these are film festivals that he's involved with. So I'm just going to take the first one, which is silicon beach ff.com. That's silicon beach ff.com. Eric, welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me on. I'm actually at a film festival. We just drove 3 hours. We're now coming to the Garden State Film Festival, which actually starts tonight in Asbury Park, New Jersey. I was involved doing marketing on it, and this is my first year working on this film festival, and I'm in actually Asbury Park.
Ah, so, and that's the Garden State Film Festival, www.gsff.org?
Correct.
So, Eric, so what do you think? Do you think we're seeing a change in media being more honest in its representation of people, or is it just a fad, or is it just a condescending attempt to placate? What do you think?
I think it's kind of interesting. My friend here, who's a filmmaker, who drove down with me, Brett, works for a local NBC Channel 13 news in upstate New York. He does, camera and sound, and he does editing and stuff. And I asked him today, I said, so what do you think the media, how does the media, are they more Democratic or Republican? And I think there's more of a neutral kind of, I mean, today, right now, what's going on in politics, I would say it's neutral, but more to the Democratic view. You see that more, I think everybody has their own point of views, but I think with the media itself, I think there's more of an overall Democratic view.
Okay.
That doesn't mean extreme liberal to regular liberal to not so much liberal, but I'm just saying I think there's more of a liberal view these days.
So
from what we've seen.
So Eric, because the story was about the Gerber baby being a Down syndrome child for this year.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah. And I guess I'm not as interested in per se the political leanings. I think that there's probably a little bit more Democratic than Republican. I would agree with that statement. I think that the Republicans are well voiced, though. I don't think it's by a huge margin.
Right.
I think that a lot of media has forgotten how to be impartial. In fact, probably the majority of them have. They should all just be wearing team colors, so we, you know, so
All
we're, so we
right.
can be honest about it. But my thing is that media for so long has represented unachievable imagery. Do you think that that is changing? Do you think that we're finally getting a media that may be more realistic to what the daily American goes through, or faces or
I
sees?
would say I would give it a 80% yes. So it is changing.
Okay. You know, there's a lot of media. You know, you're a filmmaker, so I'm obviously pushing kind of in that direction. You know, there was a time when a lot of movies and things like that were about escapism. It was never meant to be realistic, so to speak. We all kind of, I mean, the whole thing was to get to escape the world. But you
Right.
know, as it has changed and got grittier and stuff like this, there is a place where movies are evolving and where media is evolving and magazines and companies are evolving. Do you think that this is going to be something that continues? Is that you know, do you, from your view on the inside of the world, even as an independent filmmaker, or do you think that Hollywood is still basically going to stay in La La Land, even
All
if it did
right,
win an
again,
Academy Award?
I'm more of an event producer than a filmmaker. I have been involved with films through producing, but my main focus is producing film festivals and events that focus on filmmakers and actually, you know, getting their work out there to the public, no matter if it's a documentary film on, you know, someone who's homeless and moves forward and gets a job and succeeds and becomes successful, to a comedy about a blind date or a horror film, you know, a zombie movie. So, like, you know, back to what what you're saying in regards to the, I think nowadays is that people are, there's more focus on trying to, you know, because of what's going on in America, that nowadays I think that in the film, say in the independent film world, not in Hollywood now, we're talking about the independent film world, there's more push to focusing on topics that need to be looked at, no matter if it's starvation, like you were talking about heroin, you know, the drug epidemic, to mental illness, to, you know, basically racism. I mean, there's so many topics, and one of the best things about filmmaking is that visual aspect of seeing those topics come to life on a big screen is what I do, is I bring that out there.
You know, it's often said that, you know, if you want to get the most impartial view of what's going on, as impartial as possible, you either, you know, flip over to the BBC or you watch NPR or one of the you know, or one of the more independents.
Sundance or IFP or IFC, excuse me, IFC.
So, do you think that independent film festivals, and there have been some blockbusters that have come out of independent film festivals that have gone on to win Academy Awards and haul in lots of money, but Hollywood seems still to be pretty attached to its formulas. Do you see that
Right.
changing anytime in the near future, or is Hollywood just too stuck in itself to change?
I think it wants to change. You know, I mean, I'm hoping there'll be more diversity, you know, especially for women filmmakers and African American filmmakers and Hispanic filmmakers and Asian filmmakers, because, you know, throughout Hollywood, if you look back even in the beginning when the moguls started the studios, you know, African Americans were represented through music and dance. And, you know, there was a different, nowadays we see African Americans succeeding through their filmmaking. For example, one of my role models is Spike Lee, who, you know, he's definitely proven a point. And it's, again, diversity is so important in filmmaking, and it shouldn't matter what race, nationality, religion, or sex somebody is, because filmmaking is art, and, you know, living in our country, we all have a right to express ourselves.
Yes, something which there are certainly groups of people in this country that need to be reminded of on a regular basis. So I have to ask you this question quickly, because in probably about 90 seconds, the music's going to go on and we'll be on our first break. But so I do want to get a piece of feedback for you from you. So what do you think? Is Kellyanne Conway onto something? If you're craving heroin, just eat ice cream. Is that the solution? What do you think?
No.
Yeah.
The solution is, I think the solution is to get help and understand that that person or that individual has a problem, and, you know, try to move forward. And because, like, you know, again, it's like a smoker. As I always say, smoking cigarettes is one of the hardest things to quit. And, you know, but it's just like I'm actually talking about myself. It was one of the hardest things to quit, but I just did it. I quit. If that makes something, you know, sense. I just had to drop it.
So now
there's a different comparison, of course, but I guess what I'm trying to say is when you need to get help for a drug issue or, you know, some type of drug issue, it's important to really have your family and your friends support that. And, you know, hopefully that individual will get that help. But I don't think ice cream's the overall.
Well, I think that probably the hardest habit. Oh, and there's our sound. I will be back in a minute with Eric Vollweiler, which you still have to correct my pronunciation, Eric.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the practical, intuitive mind, body, spirit for the real world with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times. I'm here with Eric Vollweiler. He is a producer, marketing, and PR consultant involved in film festivals. I initially confused him with a filmmaker himself. I'm not sure where I got that impression, Eric, but I know that I reached out to you originally because you were involved in film. I thought filmmaking, so I apologize, but I'm still happy to have you on.
Thank you.
It's a live call-in show. So call in and be part of the conversation. You can call in at 202-570-7057 or come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. And you can leave your comment there and we will share it on air. Eric, so this is the place where I like to ask my expert or, you know, and where do you want to take my listeners outside the box? Where do you want to stretch their comfort zone? What do you think that they don't really understand? And it can be about anything in the world, or it can be about filmmaking and film festivals and the importance of the arts. It's your topic. What do you think?
Ah, this is exciting. Okay. So I would say that for someone that doesn't, someone who's a filmmaker or someone who's interested in filmmaking, someone who wants to get involved, someone that could be an actor, you know, a student, someone who is, that just wants to learn about what the industry is about, is that they should do a lot of research on the different film festivals. There's about 5,000 or 6,000 around the world, and they all represent different genres. You know, like there's different genres of, there's horror, children, family, African American, Hispanic, Asian, comics, comedies. The list of film festivals and genres go on and on and on. And for someone who's trying to get involved with a film festival and get their film out there, they should do research. And one of the things is try not to spend a lot of money on submissions at first. Really do some research and look on the cost of submissions. So, you know, that's one thing I try to let filmmakers know, is that there are some film festivals that charge a lot of money for film submissions to get into their film festival, and that's not the way to go. It's, you know, also there's, what else? Let's see. And this is, again, we're talking about film festivals. I would say the most important part of what I do, and this is kind of going out of the box, is to make sure that filmmakers have a wonderful experience. And there's nothing like seeing your film on the big screen in front of your family, friends, and audience as a whole. You know, my belief is that the film festival's main purpose is to celebrate and honor the filmmaker's work.
Okay. It's interesting. I had a film. I had a one-woman show that I wrote, and then it was produced, made into a film by an independent producer. And it went to some of the film festivals. It went to, like, I think Toronto. I think it's a Toronto Film Festival. It was one of the ones in Canada, but I'm pretty sure it was either Montreal or Toronto. Toronto, I'm pretty sure. And it went to a few others. It went to a couple in Europe. And by the time everything happened and came down, you know, I had helped on the set some, because it was a very small production, and I actually worked with the actress to do it. I was basically her acting coach to be able to best represent my work. Just a few control issues, right? But I interestingly enough, I ended up not going to any of the film festivals.
Really?
Yeah. I've written a couple of movie scripts, and I've written a TV sitcom pilot, and I've written a few things like this, but it's my hobby. It's not my profession. So,
right.
So, but you say that, and now I'm sitting here going, I wished I had made it work. I tried to make it work, and something came up. I had booked to go to one of them, and something came up, and I just had to cancel it. I was just, I needed to go make money, basically.
Right, right. Well, you know, I mean, film festivals bring you new people, new actors and actresses to be in your next project. You might meet investors that are going to give you $1 million. This does happen at some of the bigger festivals like Sundance, AFI, Toronto, Tribeca, Cannes, Palm Springs. I mean, you never know who you're going to meet. It's not just about going and viewing celebrities. It's about really networking and going further with your career. You know, I mean, everybody, you know, thinks that you can be passionate about what you do in the entertainment industry. You can make money or you can do it as a hobby. I agree. There are two different ways of looking at it. You know, you can make money doing it or you can just, you know, do it for fun, like community theater, and say, well, I'm going to do Annie Get Your Gun, South Pacific, Guys and Dolls, The Fiddler, and just go home, and that's my calling. But, you know, I think the most important thing is that as long as you love what you do, like for yourself, I don't think you should give up on your hobby, because that hobby could, you know, I know somebody who was in advertising, and then he became a producer on three major sitcoms, and he was very successful. And he was just writing ads for Tommy Lasorda Rolly commercials at first. I mean, I don't, you know, there's different stories out there, but, you know, I guess it depends on really what you want from the entertainment industry and how far you'll go with it.
Yeah, I mean, I would not be opposed to making money from the entertainment industry. I'm just kind of an uber creative, and so I'm always doing something. I mean, that the original play that I wrote was part of a trilogy that I wrote.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, the first one is out there. And then I found out as an after, somebody reached out to me and said, do you know you have a movie on Amazon Prime now? Because it had gone into national or international distribution or something. And I didn't even know. Somebody contacted me that was telling me what
That's
they thought
awesome.
Of my movie. So it was kind of by accident on the sidelines. But, you know, if the opportunity came up to continue with this, probably with more support, because the first independent filmmaker, everything was, I mean, it was just by the skin of the teeth and, you know, and
right.
stuff like that. So it's kind of interesting. Now, what drew you to want to work in this particular industry, Eric?
Well, I started out as an actor and model. And then from there, I realized that I got involved with the New York club scene back in the 90s. So I was like right out of high school from upstate New York. I moved to Manhattan and I say, let's go dancing. You know, this is back when Daft Punk used to play the nightclub scene, even before they became famous. You know, I got to see them at a Twilo, and, you know, Madonna was still in the club scene back then, early 90s, late 80s. And basically, I learned what a promoter did from a gentleman by the name of Michael James, who is part of the Epic Group, which is a great company in Manhattan that produces everything from Fashion Week to, you know, film premieres and parties and different events for people. He taught me everything about what a promoter did from the nightclub scene, and I brought that to college. And when I was in college, I started selling out theater and, you know, basically selling theater through PR and marketing. And then I did a lot of different internships. I did everything from public relations at a Broadway touring house to doing marketing, you know, at another venue in Upper Montclair, New Jersey, at Theater Fest. I mean, there's a list. And then I went into casting. I basically loved, you know, I loved it. And I did about 8 or 9 different internships, from casting to theater, PR and marketing, and then the film festivals. So the two first film festivals I ever did were Nantucket and Sundance were the first film festivals I volunteered for and interned on. And I just knew that this is where I wanted to stick and stay with and go further and keep on growing with it. So I've been doing this since 1990. I mean, as soon as I graduated, 95 and on. So.
Okay. So Now, because you're listed as a producer and an actor in Darcy?
I'm not an actor in Darcy. I'm an associate producer on Darcy, which is now doing really well. It's going through the different film festival markets as well. And I was able to go. It's right now in New York City at a film festival. I wasn't able to go because I'm here in New Jersey at the Garden State Film Festival. So, but yeah, I was involved with Darcy and some other films, as you can see on IMDb.
Which I have pulled up, obviously.
Okay.
So if somebody's out there and they really feel like they want to be in the movie industry, that they have a calling, a creative calling, to direct, act, produce, whatever, you would send them on the path of getting a bunch of internships? Or was that how you did it because you were right out of high school and it was, you know, basically the only way you were going to do it?
I think internships are some of the best learning, if you can afford an internship, some of the best ways of doing it in any industry, because it's basically a job without getting paid, or sometimes you get, you know, a free lunch out of the deal. My last internship was at a movie studio and I had free lunch and breakfast. I can't complain, you know. It was one of the best studios in Hollywood. You know, like, I think internships are one way of doing it. I also think, you know, going out and making a film without an internship, like just going out and trying it yourself. I mean, there's great schooling programs out there right now. There's the New York Film Academy, you know, there's, major colleges. I went to a film school, Emerson, which is in Boston.
Yeah,
you probably
know
Emerson. So I went to Emerson, and you know, there's everything from film schools to actually doing, you know, just joining a meetup group of filmmakers and creating a film to different internships. There's, you know, no right or wrong answer when it comes to making a film. Or if you want to be an actor or an actress, you just do it. And you can't, you know, you just have to do it. It's sort of my, how I would push people this, you know, that's what I would say. And if they need, you know, they can always contact me. I'll give them tons of leads. It's actually, Google has everything you need to know wherever you are. You guys have a great talent agency in New Hampshire and a great film festival. The New Hampshire International Film Festival is amazing. It's a good one.
And now, but you're not involved with that one, are you? It wasn't on your list.
No, but I know at one point I was going to, you know, reach out to them and see about working for them. But, you know, I know it's a great film festival. And I know also there's a great talent agency in New Hampshire that does a lot of acting and modeling, and they also support that film festival too. So
now, who's that?
It's, if you Google talent agent, I've spoken to the owner, a very nice woman, by the way. And my parents used to live in Concord, and my mom used to live in Concord, by the way. I've been to Dartmouth, and that was a cool campus. Very cool. I'm just saying, I know you're from New Hampshire. I'm just trying to relate a little.
Mystique model and talent management? Talent management? Is that sounding familiar?
I'm getting online really fast. I can tell you their name. She's a really nice woman. But they do acting, film, they do talent for film, commercials, voiceovers, industrials, and then fashion. And it's in New Hampshire. It's a pretty big one, too. It's like one of the only ones. You probably just mentioned it, but Hampshire talent.
And then there's Perfect Entertainment.
Agencies are casting companies. Let's see what it says, Google.
Yeah, there's a few of them.
Yeah, the New England Models Group.
New England Models Group, okay.
Manchester.
Okay.
They're really good. So I recommend that for people that are listening in Manchester. I mean, in New Hampshire. That's what I meant. Is New England's Models Group. For all ages, for kids and adults. So just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, after 13, I think it's 13 years on air and shooting this everywhere from, I shot the show for a while out of England and I've shown it out of Phoenix and I've done it. So, yeah, I don't necessarily have a local following, but I do have a local TV show called Dragons, Unicorns, and Other Creative Creatures promote and support people that are, artists, creatives of all kind. It's kind of a heart project I started to get more awareness of people that are out there trying to make a living in the arts.
Nice.
So part of the reason I'm asking is basically because I'd like to get in touch with these people. You say that they're really good to work with and have them come on the show and talk about this form of art. Obviously this is a venue for creatives who want to do.
Oh, things. I could send you tons of great artists. Filmmakers, actors, actresses, musicians.
Yeah, the TV show shoots in the Nashua, New Hampshire area, so they'd have to be local enough that they'd be willing to travel for the TV show. So now one of the things I'm going to get ready to ask you is, a lot of times out there, people, we get a lot of misinformation. We get misled, and we're going to be right back with Eric Bollweiler.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. We are here with Eric Bollweiler. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly? No, right?
It's amazing. You should be a, you're a great announcer. It's Wohlweiler, or in German you would say Wohlweiler.
Wohlweiler. Herr Wohlweiler.
Sehr gut, ja.
Yeah, tis good, tis good. Okay, so what I started to say at the end of our last segment is that, you know, there are a lot of things out there that people that get misrepresented, that we don't really get the truth on, that we get misled. So this is the part of the show where I like my guests to take people behind the curtain, to expose them to something they think has been really misrepresented in their area of specialty or in their passion or whatever. But this comes with a quiz, which is, from what movie came this line? Ignore the man behind the curtain.
Oh my gosh. Ignore the, let's see. Can I give you my answer?
Yeah, I'm waiting. Yeah.
I don't know.
The Wizard of Oz. You're kidding me.
Oh my gosh. Do you know how old I am? And when the last time I watched The Wizard of Oz, I must have been, let's see, probably about 4 or 5, 6, 7, and I'm now turning 42. So think about that time frame. I'm usually, you have a great memory, but yeah, I haven't seen that recently, so that's why that's off the radar.
It's you know, I always love the scene because here you have the dog exposing the con artist who's behind the curtain. And the con artist right. pulling the levers going, ignore the man behind the curtain. So I call this behind the curtain segment because I want you to expose what kind of cons and scams are going on out there that my listeners might get sucked into.
Okay, well, let's talk about the entertainment industry. There are these modeling, traveling road shows that come to each city across the United States and say, well, your kid or your adult or your teenager is going to make it in the modeling industry. And then they take pictures. I guess the key to success in entertainment is the less you spend, the more successful you'll be in the long run. And I'm talking about headshots, portfolio, pictures, filmmaking. I mean, like, everything. There's a lot of people that want to, even with, you know, school and education and some agents, not all agencies, but there's definitely talent agencies out there and talent managers out there that are trying to charge a lot of money. So I guess my thing is, especially for the children trying to break into the entertainment industry and their parents, is make sure that they, know if the price is really high, that they know that it's not legit and it's not right to move forward with that business. And always do your research too. The Better Business Bureau knows a lot about these types of companies out there for acting and modeling. So that's for the children and, you know, like people who are just have really don't understand, because there's a lot of people that want to be actors and models and, you know, to get into that type of the business. And it's to do, you need to research and really, you know, you can get a college student to do headshots or a portfolio for you much cheaper than paying somebody $1,000 or $2,000 for, you know, 5 shots. I'm just giving you that idea. That's one idea of out of the box. Parents and children.
Yeah, that's definitely a behind the curtain thing, because you're right. I had portfolio and headshots and all of that done years and years and years ago, because I did a little modeling and a little acting and it's dance and stuff like that in my late teens, and then since have gone on, because being an author and a speaker and doing all the stuff I do, I need headshots and stuff like that. And you know that they're out there, that those people are out there basically, you know, preying upon people that are, you know, unfortunately, sometimes they're preying on people that should get preyed on, because they're really trying to get their kid to be their meal ticket, but that's beside the point.
Right.
So good word to the audience. If you yourself are trying to break in, or you have a child that's exceedingly talented that is asking you, that is saying to you, Mommy, Daddy, I would really like to do this, or I'm really gifted, I'm really talented, not, hey, the kid's cute, maybe we can get off welfare. yeah, I can be a little sarcastic. To be very careful, because there are shysters out there that will play on that dream. In our remaining time, the last segment of this show is called What a Load of Crap with Dr. Kevin. And this is your opportunity, Eric, and I don't care what it is in the world, but this is your opportunity to think, to talk about something that you think is going on in the world that is a load of crap. And when you finish that, I want you to take your rest of your time and tell me about this film festival you're at. But
okay. What is a load of crap? Are you gonna miss this? This question is a great question. I'm usually an optimistic, positive, enthusiastic person. So for me, I guess what a load of crap. I was just discussing this the other day. I think people. I'm very much into like everybody should be. I'm very much into equal rights, and I just feel like that even today there's still so much, you know, as they say, the less uneducated, or the more that you haven't interacted with different types of people, you know, the more prejudiced and the more like racism that's out there. So I guess that to me is still, I wish there was that is a bunch of crap, because like we're all human beings. I believe that we're all equal. It doesn't matter how much somebody makes, what kind of car they drive. I've seen, it's like, we're all human beings at the end of the day. And, this is where I'm going to go into even further. You know, when our men and women fight, no matter if it's Navy, Army, Marines, everybody is a brother and sister. Like, it doesn't matter color, race, ethnicity. We're all fighting for America's freedom. And I wish America can sort of take that kind of, do you know where I'm going with this? That kind of like America itself could go and follow the soldiers and the Navy and the Marines mentality. There you go.
More camaraderie. Remember that we only have one race, and it's the human race.
Right. That's what I'm trying to. Yes. I'm a big supporter of like we're all brothers and sisters, and I guess too. I mean, this comes from being in the arts. You know, everybody has a right to create and to express themselves, and work together as a team. I'm sort of like, and you see that not just in the arts, but you see that in the Army, Navy, and Marines too. Everybody's a team. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. If we would move away from identifying ourselves by our gender, our race, our religion, our orientation, and start to say, we're just like all Americans that are trying to keep this dream that everybody has a right to an American dream to be supported.
Right.
And we should be supporting each other's dreams, not tearing them down. So
correct.
So you're at the Garden State Film Festival, March 22nd to 25th, on Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Correct. With Brett Parker. Brett Parker's here too. Yes. Would you like to say hello to him? He's a great filmmaker. He's a filmmaker.
Well, maybe at some point he'd like to come on my radio show. Or if he ever gets up to the sticks of New Hampshire.
Yeah. Oh. Hi, how are you?
Good. So you have a film in the festival, Brett?
I actually don't have it in this festival, but I've had it at other festivals that Eric has worked for, and it's been a great experience. We've been hitting up these festivals and meeting a lot of up-and-coming filmmakers who've been teaching us a lot about getting features produced and what the film festival circuit is really like. So it's been a great time. We've been meeting a lot of people that believe in the power of cinema. So we love it. It's been a great time.
Okay. So now, and I'm sorry, this changeover happened a little quick. So Brett Parker, correct? Am I getting the name correct?
That is correct, sir. That is correct.
B-R-E-T-T-P-A-R-K-E-R, Brett Parker.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And so are you kind of sort of shopping for finding people to get involved in your next movie? You got a movie?
Yeah, always. You know, you always. Yeah, it takes a village to get it done. So you always want to reach out to as many people as you can that could help bring your vision to life.
Okay. So what are you most excited at this festival about? I mean, is there one particular person you want to meet or film you want to see or something that really has got you buzzing, or is it just the whole event in total?
I guess just the whole event in total. You know, what I love about these things is when you get to see, you know, films that you wouldn't normally see by independent filmmakers that might be a little off the grid, but, you know, you have a perfect opportunity to get to know them and soak up their knowledge and, you know, just bond over this love of cinema. So it's just a great, you know, artist commune that really just has, like, this holy energy about it when you just, like, network with people and realize that you have similar passions and you have similar ideas and, you know, you can work with people and bring things to life.
Okay. So do you have what your next project is? Is it already like in early stages, or are you waiting for the muse to come sit on your head?
Well, I'm in post-production right now for a short baseball documentary that I'm going to be releasing online for free through my production company's social media pages, which is Parked on the Moon Entertainment.
Okay.
And I'm currently writing a few short scripts right now, fictional scripts that I'm going to be considering shooting this fall because upstate New York wintertime really sucks, and I wanted to wait till there's nice weather to make something really cool.
Okay. So you're from the same area that Eric is from?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Well, I just didn't know. Okay. Well, you know, at some point, especially if your travels ever bring you down to just slightly north of Boston, Eric knows how to get in touch with me. Let me know. I would love to have you stop by and talk about filmmaking on my TV show.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm trying to inspire and motivate people to follow their dreams. And if their dreams are acting or writing or producing, then I want to give them people that are going to inspire and motivate and encourage them to do just that and not go, why don't you get a real job?
Right, correct. Yes, I definitely know how to steer them in the right direction.
Okay. Well, thank you for
hopping
on.
I'm going to give it back to Eric.
Yeah, I was going to say, the show's almost over, so I'm just going to want to wrap it up with Eric.
Absolutely. It was very nice talking with you, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, here's Eric. Hello.
Hey.
Brett's
so
great.
Yeah, well, you know, I told him that, you know, if he gets north of Boston, that if he lets me know with enough advance notice that I would love to have him come on and talk about filmmaking on the show, on the TV show. And I'd also be
he would love to do that.
So what are you most excited about this festival? You're one of the producers of the festival, right?
No, I'm just somebody who did marketing on it. I'm either a marketing consultant on a bigger festival, or like for Silicon Beach coming up next month in LA, I'm one of the producers on Silicon Beach.
So we're almost out of time. So at any moment, the radio, the sound is going to come. But here at this festival, is there someone that you're going to get a chance to meet that you've never met before that makes you feel like you're a little kid watching a movie star?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
I'm more excited about meeting the independent filmmakers who are going to be screening.
Okay. Okay. Do you have one?
I didn't do any of the programming, so I didn't get to see any of the films. But when it comes to like celebrities in general, I've been around celebrities since I was 18, and not a big thing to me. I just support, you know, a celebrity as I support somebody doing home theater. So when you ask, you know, I did get to meet somebody who I really thought was amazing, and that was Steven Spielberg, and that was one of my role models. So.
Yeah, I mean, yes, celebrities are like everybody else. I've not spent nearly as much time with them as you have, but I've had a few cross my path in my dancing through life. There is still that person that you meet that you just so respect, and you go, it's not the celebrity, it's the person, it's what they've done or what they've created.
Oh. I would say if I ever got to meet the guy who started JetBlue or Kinko's, I'm very much into because my background is business, so in arts. So yeah, the businessmen that created, gotta go.
And there's the music. Eric, thank you for joining us on the show.
All right.
Have a good
thank
festival.
You. Thank you so much. Bye.